An Ode to the Oud, musical strings from Iraq to Iowa. This is Iowa Roots, people who carry on their cultural traditions, the arts, skills, and knowledge that make us who we are. A production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Program and Iowa Public Radio.
My name is Ishmael Aliasari, and I'm from Iraq. I live in Marion, Iowa. First time I started playing the oud was in Saudi Arabia in the camp. Since then, I created like really a good passion between the oud, and it became really kind of stress relief for me to express my feelings when I'm sad or when I'm happy. The oud is my everyday companion there, and I'm very attached to it, and I've written a lot of songs and everything. I grew up in a very, very like small town. They call it Salba. It is like you can see kids with torn clothes and just like bare feet running around, because it's a very impoverished place. When you look at life here, and when I look at my kids here and the care they get here, I would just say I've been compensated for what I've been through, because I'm happy that my kids are not like living the same life I've lived there. As I grew up, I had to work to bring money to my family, for my father used to serve the army, so I became automatically the man of the family in the age like 12. And after that, here comes my teenage days, which I had to go serve the army. I started actually playing the songs like that my folks used to play, because I hear it all the time. They were humming those songs and everything, so they started to be my first songs to try. That means she's calling somebody whose name Selma. It was written by a guy, and he goes, "Khinti al-ahadwaya," that means you betrayed our promise. And then I didn't sleep, and you can ask my pillow and blanket that I couldn't sleep thinking of you. And my mom used to sing it with that thin voice. She goes, "Selma, ya Selma." And then I go, "Mom, you sing it like you're on the other side of the river." And one day she called, and I surprised her. I told her, "Guess what I can play?" She goes, "What?" I told her, "Listen." And then I just said, she goes, "Selma, ya Selma. You can play that. I remember you with this song, and I play it all the time to see you." She started crying because she missed me a lot, and I was her oldest. The oud is a traditional instrument. It's just a acoustic instrument. It's kind of look like the guitar, but it's the back of it, it's shaped like half watermelon with no threads on the neck, so you can get any tune like without any problem, like the chord tune and everything. And it's actually half of the length of the regular guitar. On YouTube, I have posted a political song about Iraq, and I wrote a lot of political songs in Saudi Arabia, like about 11 of them. I used the oud, and that was like right before I came to America, because I got really comfortable with the oud and I was playing them fine. I would not change the fact that I was born in Iraq, because I have too much respect for that country. It's where my folks existed. I would just change the situation of Iraq. It's the violence of the bad situation that went through. Other than that, I wouldn't change nothing, because Iraq is Iraq. It's beautiful in my eyes no matter what. As I always say, let's put our differences aside and start learning about each other instead.
Ishmael Alasari of Marion, Iowa. Iowa Roots is a production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Coordinator Ricky Saltzman and Iowa Public Radio. For more Iowa Roots, visit iowaartscouncil.org or iowapublicradio.org.